Now, before we continue this burden, brothers and sisters, let's read two verses from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. The most important verses in the Bible. Probably you don't realize that. But today, hope you realize that. Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. And let's read together. If you find it, let's read together. I like to share according to these two verses and continually the burden based on this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
Amen.
Let's read together.
But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
As you see clearly, these two verses end with the building up of the body of Christ, body itself in love. But these two verses involve a lot of things. Of course, involving the head, which is Christ, holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things. Who is the head? Christ. All from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. And I like to highlight a couple of things in these two verses. Today, there are many things related to these two verses, many items, many aspects involving with the building of the body. But today, I like to highlight a few keywords. One keyword is joining. The body of Christ, we are the body. The church is the body. If the members are not joined together, it's not body. You may consider a church. Church is a called out assembly. When we were called out by God, get together, assemble together, we are the church. However, we may not be the body. The body is through the joining and meeting together of all the members. So this morning, I'd like to highlight one word is joining. So we, as the members of the body, we need to be joined together.
Amen.
And joined with the joints of the rich supply. Amen. Ephesians 4 says the joints. Colossians 2 says the sinews. So in the body, there are some members are joints and sinews. They are joining other members together. So I heard in the beginning of the year, the church in Piscataway, at that time, probably Basking Ridge is still together, share the burden of the companionship. And all the members, we as a member, we need to have a companion. Actually, the companionship is related to this joining.
Amen.
Isn't it right?
Amen.
So we as a member, we need to join with other members. You know, every one of us need to be joined with other members. Now, could be one or two, could be a two or three. You cannot join too many, but you should join a couple members in the body and join them together. Join them together to do what? To grow.
Amen.
And we are growing together.
Amen.
So I like to, maybe I use the board. Can I use that?
Good.
And first word today, I hope you remember this word, joining.
This is working.
Yes.
And we, as the members of the body, we need to join with other members.
Amen.
You know, I think this is one of the most important things. We join together to form small groups, like a corporate morning revival, like a prayer, like a Bible reading, like a ministry reading. That's why when I come to California in Arcadia, in the church Arcadia, when we start the service there, I said, let's practice this first. Let all the members join with other members. Now I check with brothers. Do you have some member you are joining with? I heard there are a good number of the saints joining with others to have a small group, two or three, to have a corporate morning revival, to have Bible reading, to have prayer. This is wonderful. If you have it, continue with that. If you don't have it, I hope this morning you heard this, you pray to the Lord. Lord, make me a joint. Make me a serial. I can join with other members. Whom I should join with? Pray to the Lord. The head knows. He is the head. Christ is the head, and we are the member. He will lead you to other members.
Amen.
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 So this is the one thing. When you join together, you get into the Word. Get into the ministry. You know, we have the Holy Word for morning revival, which is so rich. You know, these days, my wife, I just say, oh, I didn't realize the Word is so good. It's so good. Every day, just say, so good. Because she's enjoying with others.
Amen.
If she just enjoy by herself, I never heard she say that. And when she enjoy with others, in the morning one group, in the noontime another group, in the afternoon another group, she just kept saying, this word is so wonderful, it's so good. So brother, sister, this is the thing. Let's join with other members, one or two together, to have a small group, to have a companion. Not just talking, but get into the Word.
Amen.
Get into the riches.
Amen.
To grow up into the head.
Amen.
So this is the way to grow. You know, in the Bible, it's very interesting. On the one hand, Christ is the head. That's efficient, right? But in Colossians, it says Christ is not only the head, Christ is the earth. We are the plant. We need to be rooted. We need to stand deep root into Christ.
Amen.
So we are growing into the head. We are also growing into the soil, into the earth, into the good land. You know, these days we are enjoying Christ as a good land. So we need to grow into Him.
Amen.
Joining is for the growing. Let's join, and then let's grow. And when we join together, we enjoy the riches together, we can grow together.
Amen.
You know, when talking about growth, it talks about whole body growth. It talks about each member growth, and the member grow together. Two or three, as a small group, as a vital group, we grow together.
Amen.
You know, when you grow, you become vital. You become living. If you're not growing, you're not living. You're growing, you become living.
Amen.
So this is the second word I like to say, joining and growing.
Amen.
And it's interesting that verse 15 is saying, grow into, we may grow up into Him. And then who is the head? Christ. And all from whom? When we grow into Him, all from Him, we may function. And it says, join together, knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part. The third word I like to say is the operation. You know, you read the footnotes, the operation, actually, another word is function.
Right.
So when we grow, there is something come up. Something come out, which is a function. So the body of Christ is built up by growing, is also built up by functioning. The body is built by growing, the body is built up by functioning of all the members.
Amen.
I hope this morning, brothers and sisters, my dear brother and sister, let's remember these three words. Number one, joining. Number two, growing. Number three, functioning. We need to be joined together. We need to grow together. We need to function together. You know, in the Lord's recovery, the ministry words speak clearly. The body is built by all member functioning.
Amen.
Everyone functioning. The whole body serving. Whole body functioning. Member functioning. The body will be built up.
Amen.
So the build up, the building up involves two aspects. One aspect is growing in life. And another aspect is functioning. So now next word is functioning. Now I will ask, what are the functions of the member? What a function we should have?
Teaching?
Okay, that's one of them. Any other thing?
Shepherding?
That's another.
Gospel?
Preaching.
Gospel preaching.
Gospel preaching? That's another.
Prophesying?
That's another. Anything else?
Feeding
others? Yes.
Nourishing.
Nourishing, yeah. Nourishing, feeding, teaching, prophesying, gospel preaching. Very right. Very good. I like to read a portion from the ministry to confirm what you just said. All you said is right. It's exactly right. It's exactly the burden I like to continue sharing it. And with you. And this is a book called A Crucial Word of Leading in the Lord's Recovery. This is the English translation. And the book one is a vision and definite step for the practicing of the new way. You know, the English translation, I read a Chinese and also read English. The Chinese say, 划时代的带领. Oh, that's a big thing. 划时代的带领. When I read English, crucial word of leading in the Lord's recovery, I don't have that sense. But anyhow, what I'm saying, this book is very important. And it's a 划时代 means a turning age leading. It's not just a crucial word of leading. It's this leading will turn the age. It's a 划时代. I don't, probably they don't have a word. They use the crucial word. anyhow, and the first book and the first few chapters is on vision. Actually, first the three chapters of this book is on vision. What is our vision? And it's a very long chapter, but I read a summary which summarizes the vision of the age, the vision of us. What kind of vision we should have? I read it. Okay, listen to my reading. At the time of Noah, the vision was to build the ark. You know that, right?
Yes.
At that time, anyone who was not building the ark was not serving according to the vision. And Brother Leo even say, do you think at Noah's time, only Noah's family serving God? No, there are many people fear God. There are many people serving God. But only Noah's family serving God according to the vision.
Amen.
For the building of the ark.
Amen.
Okay, that's his point. Only Noah's family serving God by building the ark. Because building ark is a vision of that age. Okay, at the time of Paul, the vision was to preach the gospel and build up the church. Preach the gospel and build up the church. That's Paul's time. You think that we are different from Paul? Okay, let me read continually. Maybe a little bit different, but not much difference. And at the time of Paul, the vision was to preach the gospel and to build up the church. Anyone at that time who was not serving according to the vision was off the mark. Wow. Very strong. This includes such men as Apollos, who was capable at expounding the Bible. Wow. And Barnabas, who was zealous for the for his service. Wow. If your service is not for building up the church, even you like Apollos, who are able to expound the Bible, capable, who like Barnabas, zealous in his service, is off the mark. What is our vision today? What is our vision today?
Amen.
Listen carefully. This is a very critical. Today, our vision is also to build up the ark.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, yesterday, a lot of parents came here. We shared about how to raise up your children. How to, you know, we said, bring your children into the ark. Our vision is also build an ark. The way to build this ark is to preach the gospel, set up a home meeting, teach the truth, and have everyone prophesy.
Amen.
Preach the gospel, set up home meetings, teach the truth, and have everyone prophesy. All those who do not practice these four things are not serving according to the vision. All those who are not serving, practicing these four things, are not serving according to the vision. Perhaps you expound the Bible, and perhaps you serve very zealously, but your service is not building the ark. Such service will not be acceptable to God. This is a serious word. And this morning, I hope we can all hear this word. Number one, what is our vision? Our vision is to build up the ark. Build up the ark is build up the body. Is build up the church.
Amen.
So our vision, the reason we are here for the building.
Amen.
Let's see together, our vision is to build up the ark,
Amen.
The church,
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
Brother, use the same word, the ark is today's church.
Amen.
The ark is the church is the body. Our vision is to build up the church.
Amen.
Is to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Is to build up today's ark.
Amen.
And how to build up the ark? How to build up the church? Brother, speak about four things. I hope everyone this morning remember these four things.
Right.
Number one,
preach
the gospel.
Amen.
Let's say together. Number one,
preach
the gospel. Number two,
set
up a home meeting. Preaching the gospel, brother and sister already mentioned, set up the home meeting is opening home. Nourish the new one. Shepherd the new one in your home, in the new one's home.
Amen.
Open home for shepherding. Open home for nourishing. Open home for shepherding. For feeding new ones. This is number two. Set up home meetings.
Amen.
Number three.
Teach
the truth.
Amen.
Number four, everyone prophesy. Oh, we must remember these four things. This is my burden. This is the ministry's burden. This is today's burden. Preaching the gospel. Set up home meetings. Teaching the truth. Everyone prophesy. Let's say it together again. Preaching the gospel, set up home meetings, teaching the truth, everyone prophesy. 我们请中文的再讲一遍啊，广传福音，设立家聚会，教导真理，人人伸言。These four things, preach the gospel, set up home meeting, teach the truth, everyone prophesy, is the four things to build up the ark. If we do not do these four things, we are not building the ark. We are not serving according to the vision. We may do a lot of things. We miss the mark. Today the goal is to build up the church. Is to build up the body. Is to build up the church of Christ. The way to build is do the four things. And this morning, I will share the first thing. The Lord's leading. Next time, when I come back, I will share the second thing. Today, the focus will be on the first thing. Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Preach the gospel is to gain the building material for the building of the church. If we do not preach the gospel, we don't have the human body. We don't have the humanity. We don't have members. We don't have anyone to build. So, build up the church. Build up the ark. Build up the body. Number one is to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Now, regarding preaching the gospel, I'd like to share three things. Number one, why we need to preach the gospel. Number two, if you do preach the gospel, what kind of reward, what kind of benefit you will receive. Number three, if you don't preach the gospel, what kind of a woe, what kind of punishment we are going to receive. This is the three things I like to share. Do you like to hear that?
Amen.
And after that, I'd like to share with you how, in the place where we serve, how do we preach the gospel? And for your testimony, for your reference. Number one, why? Brother Vita, you need to tell me why. Why? Why we need to preach the gospel?
The Lord wants us to.
Yeah.
Yes. Commission for
yes. Say it louder. The Lord wants us to. Tell the saints. Tell the everyone.
Because yeah. The Lord wants us to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to. Give me a word of the Lord.
So Chinese. What time we in
Judah? Oh, that's the third thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's also the reason why. But I think what Vita said, number one, we need to realize that's the Lord's commandment.
Amen.
That's the Lord's charge. After his resurrection, before his ascension, you know, in the four gospels, plus X, in the four gospels, first gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. And Jesus said, the authority in heaven and the authority on earth are given to me. Now, therefore, go disciple the nation. Go! I mean, we are short of going. We are always coming. But now we need to go! Go to the supermarket, go to the park, go to the neighborhood, go to the train station, go to the Rutgers campus. Many places to go. The Lord's charge is go and disciple all the nation. And baptizing them into the name of the Son, of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teach them. So this is number one. In the book of Matthew. But in the book of Mark. Is the gospel of God. And the Lord said, what? I read to you. You don't need to find. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all the creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he who does not believe shall be condemned. This is go to all the creation. The gospel not only preached to human, but also to all the other creations. Yes, we need to preach.
Amen.
go to all the creation and proclaim of the gospel to all the creation. Okay, in the book of Luke, which is the gospel of forgiveness of sins, and the word of the Lord Jesus said, he said that the repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. So all the three gospels. And what about John? John is a gospel of life. He did not say preaching gospel, but John, in John chapter 15, the Lord said, he is the vine, we are the branches. He says, not you choose me, but I choose you. And I set you, and I sent you to bear fruits, and your fruit may be remain. To bear the remaining fruits. So the fruits in Gospel of John chapter 15, is different from the fruits in Galatians chapter 5. Over there, the fruits is your living of the Spirit. You can live of the Spirit, but in the Gospel of John, you need to go. Amen. To bear fruits, need to go. Amen. You cannot bear fruit, just stay home. Yes. You need to go out to contact people in order to bear remaining fruits.
Amen.
You know, before the Lord's ascension in Acts chapter 1, the disciples, they care about the nation of Israel. And they say, Lord, are you restoring the nation of Israel now? You know what Lord said? Lord said, the Father set a date. It's not for you to know. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Is this enough? I think Vidin said, this is the Lord's charge. This is the Lord's commandment. We don't have a choice. If we love the Lord, we should say amen.
Amen.
Shall we say amen?
Amen.
The Lord have 4-5 times speaking about preach the gospel. Shall we say 5 times amen?
Amen.
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 Yes, so let's stand up and say amen.
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 Amen. This is our attitude toward God's word.
Amen.
When he says, I say amen.
Amen.
I go not by myself. It's not by my own ability. It's by his Spirit.
Amen.
You know, this is a secret to read the Bible. When you read the Bible, the Lord's requirement, Lord's command is high. You know what you should think? You should do? You should always say amen.
Amen.
Don't say this is too high. Don't say this is too difficult. Just say amen.
Amen.
Of course, you say, I cannot do it. I cannot do it by myself. But you can do it.
Yes.
You are the resurrected one.
Amen.
You are the almighty one.
Amen.
You are the all-sufficient one.
Amen.
You are El Shaddai.
Amen.
So this is the way. When we read the Bible, when we say, heard something speaking of the Lord, a high requirement, we say first, number one, say amen.
Amen.
Number two, say, I cannot do it by myself. Number three, say, Lord will tell you, I will do it for you. I will do it with you.
Amen.
This is the way the Lord accomplished all his high commandment.
Amen.
Not by ourselves, but by his power.
Amen.
By his Spirit, plus companionship. Plus, we have the joining and knitting together, which is our vital companions.
Amen.
Okay, this is number one, why. And number two, I like to point out, if you do obey the Lord's word, if we do listen to his word, going out, what are the benefits? What are the rewards? I don't know, is abandonment a good word? This morning, I hope you get something. The Lord, can you say something? What is the benefit? One more thing. What is the reward?
See his
face. Huh? Brother? If we do preach the gospel, what are the rewards?
Well, we see his face, we get a crown.
Oh, we're going to see. That's a wonderful crown. Anything else?
Joy.
Yeah! Joy! Joy and crown. These are the reward we receive. We receive joy right now. We receive crown in the future. Joy and crown. I don't know the reward because that's in the future. I don't know the crown, what it look like. I don't know that, but I know one thing.
Joy.
I enjoy, I experience the joy right now. And today, every time when I preach gospel, every time I go out with the brothers, with the sister, with the companion, every time I contact people and share something about Christ, I feel with joy.
Amen.
That's a great reward to me.
Amen.
That's enough to me.
Amen.
Actually, I don't know. I don't want to say I don't care in the future what kind of crown I'm going to receive. But I know I receive the joy.
Amen.
That's really joyful.
Amen.
Anyone experience joy in your gospel preach?
Amen.
Would you raise up your hand?
Amen.
Would you stand up and say joy to all the other ones? And tell the other one, do you want enjoy the joy? You know the reward is a future, and the crown is a future. But I really experience the joy.
Amen.
Now this is a reward benefit when we preach the gospel. But I also I listed 10 items. And from the Bible, and from my experience, from the ministry, I read to you. Gospel preaching causes us to experience a deeper and greater joy.
Amen.
Not only joy, but also deeper joy, greater joy.
Amen.
You know, when you get saved, you have joy. When you bring other people to salvation, you have a greater joy.
Amen.
You know, you may be able to testify. You can tell I'm very joyful. You know why? Because in the past few weeks, every week we have people baptizing. You know, today when I'm here, I believe in the Church of Arcadia, there will be also someone baptized. Just every Lord's Day. I'm not exaggerating. My wife can testify. I'm not exaggerating. Every Lord's Day, there are the people baptizing.
Amen.
You know, when you bring someone to be baptized, just like you are in a delivery room, have a new baby born, the parents, the grandparents, everyone in the family, full of joy.
Amen.
This is a greater joy. Bring people to salvation is a greater joy.
Amen.
It's greater than your own salvation. This is number one. Number two, preaching gospel vitalizes us. You want to be vital? Preach gospel. Because you know, years ago when Brother Andrew Yu was here leading us to have the vital group practice, I remember vividly, I remember clearly. He said, "You know, there was he listed very many items, you know, to be vital, like read the Bible, like pray, confession, get up early, even offering finance, and so on and so forth." I realized one thing: even you practice all those things, one thing you don't practice, you feel not vital. You know what is the one thing?
Preaching gospel.
So preaching gospel is really the way to help us to be vitalized.
Amen.
So preaching the gospel is the way to get vitalized. And number three, preaching gospel causes us to experience God's organic salvation and that our weakness may be made strong. You know, sometimes, you know, Christian life, sometimes we feel strong, sometimes we feel weak. Sometimes brother and sister tell you, "I'm so weak." You know how to help the weak one to be strong?
Preach gospel.
Preach gospel. Yeah, let's go to the supermarket to pass out gospel tracts. Let's go to the park to preach the gospel. It's very interesting. Because you feel you are weak, there are people much weaker than you are. When you blow out the life, you become strong. When you let the life within you flow out, you experience the flowing of the divine life, you become strong.
Amen.
This is the secret to make the weak one strong. To turn your weakness to strong. You know, I tell many brothers and sisters, when I come to Piscataway, 1990, the first year, every Wednesday, I forgot it, Wednesday or Thursday, we went to Michael and Judy Lee's home, evening, and we pray together. And then we go out to knock on students' dormitory. My companion, gospel partner, is Brother Neil. He led me. At those days, I don't know how to knock on doors. He led me to knock on doors. That's Brother Neil.
Amen.
I really appreciate my brother.
Amen.
He, even after 30 years, 35 years, I still remember vividly, we went out to knock on doors together. Brother Neil is so capable in engaging conversation with others.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, brother?
I think it's wrong person.
I really don't know how to say, but he the one I learned from my brother.
Yes.
I learned a lot. I really appreciated a member in the body.
Amen.
In knocking on doors.
Amen.
In engaging conversation.
Amen.
How to preach gospel to the new one. You knock on new student in the door. When they open door, what to talk about? And I think I learned from my brother.
Amen.
Anyhow, that preaching the gospel make you strong.
Amen.
And also preaching the gospel cause you to experience the indwelling spirit giving life to your to our mortal bodies. I remember when I was working for Union Carbide, every week after the working, get home, you really feel exhausted. You get, working sense are not easy. Working sense is very, very tiring. After work, you get home, you sit on the sofa, oh, I'm dying. But at that time, don't turn on the TV. If you turn on the TV at those days, you really die. But turn on the spirit. Oh, we have brothers getting together in Michael Lee's home. We need to go with them to go out.
Amen.
Let's go.
Amen.
You need to make an effort.
Amen.
You need to exercise your will. And then to go there. It's very, 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 very amazing. I can testify. This is my testimony. When you go there, you pray with the brothers, with the sister, and then you knock on doors, and sometimes you find some signs of peace, you stay there for very late. I remember one time with Sun Shulin, we stay there for until midnight. Got one brother baptized.
Amen.
No, the amazing thing is this. After you go out for a couple hours, when you come back, you're full of energy. You don't want to go to sleep. You're not exhausted anymore. This is my story.
Amen.
This is my song.
Amen.
This is my testimony. I really testify the spirit, indwelling spirit, give life to our mortal body this way.
Amen.
When we make a choice, when we make our mind, use our will to decide to go. Go with the body, go with the companion, go with other members to preach the gospel, to contact new ones. The spirit dwell in us, giving life to our mortal body.
Amen.
So our body is full of energy.
Amen.
No longer tired.
Amen.
So this is another benefit we receive. And also, preaching gospel help you to become overcomers. Today we talk about a lot about overcomers. I don't think if you don't preach gospel, you can be an overcomer. Overcoming one, even in Apostle Paul's time, before his departure, before his martyrdom, his last epistle, written to Timothy, his spiritual son, he said, strongly charge him, solemnly, before the Lord, the judge, and before his kingdom, proclaim the word.
Amen.
In season, out of season.
Amen.
The time is coming.
Amen.
So people will become itching ears. They don't want to listen to the good news. You know, Friday, Brother Xun Yang told me, as he said, now it seems like preaching gospel is not as easy as 5 years ago. Right? I said, yes, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. But one thing, 10 years later, or if the Lord is not returning, 5 years later, I'll be even harder. So today, still the best time.
Amen.
Yes. This year, still best year.
Yes.
According to the prophecy of the Bible. As situation become worse and worse. The age become darker and darker.
Right.
And the people will not listen to the good news. They have itching ears. Pile up teachers. They want to listen something, not listen to the word of God. But today, I tell you, there are still signs of peace.
Amen.
If you preach the gospel, there are still people get saved.
Amen.
Still some people want to be saved.
Amen.
So we still need to go out.
Amen.
Brother Xun Yang, don't think, okay, you know, now it's more difficult than last year, but next year will be even harder. Let's preach the gospel this year.
Amen.
Let's do it today.
Amen.
So, we need to be one with the Lord in this manner.
Amen.
And also gospel preaching help us constitute with the truth. Right? When you preach gospel, friends ask a question, you don't know how to answer. You come back to read the Bible. You come back to read the ministry. And you ask the saints to help you. So this will help you to be constituted with the truth. And also preaching gospel help us to be filled with the Spirit of God and also the love of God, that we may have more of the humanity of Jesus. Jesusly human. And when we preach gospel, we pray. We are filled by the Spirit. When we are filled by the Spirit, we fill with the love of God. And we fill with the humanity of Jesus. We feel, you know, I can testify. When we visit the saints, especially the weak one, who do not come to the meeting, or backslider, who do not come to the meeting for a long time. Do we have that kind of sense? I think we have many of them, right? If you just sit here, your mind is full of criticizing. Full of condemning. Why he doesn't come to the meeting? The meeting is so enjoyable. Why not coming? This is our situation. But when you go to visit her or him, right away you change. You're full of sympathy. You will realize, oh, my dear brother, he's experienced something so difficult. You start sympathizing him, sympathizing her. you started praying for her, you totally changed. This is my testimony. I don't know about you.
Yes.
So, brothers, sisters, don't stay home criticizing, condemning. Let's go to visit.
Amen.
The pandemic passed. Winter passed. Spring has come. Let's go out.
Amen.
Go to visit. Go to contact. And even if you don't have gospel friends, go to visit the saints. Go to visit the backsliding one. Don't tell them they are get backsliding one. Just tell we miss you. We haven't seen you for a long time. We really want to see you. Brother, sister, this will help us to be filled with the love of God.
Amen.
Even filled with the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Gospel preaching causes us to realize that we have nothing and can do nothing by ourselves, so that we may deny the self and trust in God. So preaching gospel is one thing that you just cannot trust yourself. You can do it, but you cannot say, it's me to save him. No. You just say, oh, I just come. The Lord saved him.
Amen.
Whether he can be saved, receive the salvation or not, it's up to the Lord.
Amen.
It's not up to me.
That's right.
It's really the Lord's mercy.
Amen.
So we do not trust in ourselves, we trust in God.
Amen.
And gospel preaching causes us not only deny the self, but also come out of the self.
Right.
You know, when we stay home, we are self-centered, we are zilian, self-pity, conscious about yourself. But when you go out, you care for others.
Amen.
You forget about yourself.
Amen.
Even your weakness, your difficulty, you forget. You start caring others. This is our Lord. He came to care for us. And he wants us to go out, to get out of ourselves, to care for others. And also, lastly, preaching gospel help us to learn the lesson of coordination.
Amen.
Because preaching gospel is not individual matter, it's a corporate matter.
Amen.
So, brothers, sisters, in the beginning of the year, the brother shared the burden of the companionship. I'm sharing here the joining together, knitting together, companionship. Vital group is not just for pursuing and growing, it's also for functioning, it's for the gospel preaching.
Amen.
That's the way to go out to preach the gospel. So, two or three together is not just for enjoying the Lord, it's not just for pursuing, but also for gospel preaching.
Amen.
Now, I don't have time to speak about woe. I don't want, maybe I just say it for next time. And I briefly testify, you know, we moved to Arcadia 2 years ago. You know, in Arcadia there is no campus, just a pure community church. I mean, no campus. I myself been serving the campus for 30 years. You know, over here in Rutgers, over there in Caltech for 10 years. We got so many students and scholars saved. Now we moved to a place, no campus. What to do? Another sense, older one. You know, my wife said she joined the district even lower the average age. You can imagine how old the church. And we pray to the Lord. If we cannot preach gospel to in the campus, we have parks. And in the just you know, easing up of the pandemic, there's a lot of kids going to the park. And let's go to the park to contact the little kids and contact their parents, their mom. So starting from then, we started the gospel in the park with the little kids gain the young parents. In over 1 year, more than a dozen families brought into the church life.
Amen.
And really you see young families. So here in Piscataway we have the campus, but don't say we can only gain new ones from the campus.
That's right.
We have the community.
Right.
We have so many young families We can gain young children. We can gain a young family. Brothers, there are many ways to preach the gospel.
Amen.
So, last year, we practiced daily gospel living. I asked the responsible brothers, you are responsible. Responsible for what? Responsible for what? Responsible for every Lord's Day. Prepare the gospel tracts for every sense. We have four kinds of gospel tracts. English, Chinese, Spanish. Because in Southern California, we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people. And children. Four kinds of gospel tracts. Make sure this today, everyone get a pack of gospel tracts. They can preach gospel everywhere. They go to send schools, kids to school, they go to the bank, they go to anywhere, they also get a gospel tract. Number one, that's number one. Number two, we have a weekly going out. Every Saturday, we got together for corporate morning revival at 9 o'clock. And by 10 o'clock, we go out. And go to the, some go to the park, some go to the supermarket, some go to the knock on doors. I tell you, we knock the doors in Arcadia more than 1,000 doors. Every week, every Saturday. Not only go to the park for the door knocking, as I said, the sisters, they have the gospel in the park for the little children. Neighborhood children meeting. We call the children character garden to bring the little kids, bring the young family. And every month, we have a gospel in reaping meeting. Two rooms, one room for Chinese, one room for English. Saturday, we have a love feast. Invite all the contacts and invite them to the gospel love feast and then give testimony, singing song, and a short brief message, and then calling, join that for baptism. So by doing this, just simply every week, last year, church in Arcadia, every Lord's Day, in the beginning of the year, we have about 250 cents meeting regularly. 250 cents. By the end of the last year, we baptized 145.
Wow.
145 baptized. Of course you know, not everyone will remain, but a good number remain. We see the increase. So brothers and sisters, I just share this much. I really hope the church in Piscataway will be a gospel preaching church.
Amen.
Church in Berkeley Heights will be a gospel preaching church.
Amen.
Church in Baskin Ridge will be what?
Gospel
preaching church.
Amen.
God's commission to the church is to preach gospel. The church is a golden lampstand. How do you shine out to your neighbor? How the neighbor know the golden lampstand is shining? By speaking out, by proclaiming the word, by preaching the gospel, by testifying, by reaching out. If we just meeting out week after week, do not go out, do not reach out, we are not shining out. We are not testifying to the neighbors.
Right.
So let's be a genuine church as a golden lampstand, shine forth. So the Lord may have a way to gain the increase.
Amen.
You know, this week, the saints here getting into the word experience Christ as the wheat, as the barley.
Right.
You know, we may pay attention to the wheat is Christ incarnated, limited, crucified, and buried. That's experience of his death, his limitation. But brother, sister, you know what? The limitation, the death, is for multiplication.
Amen.
For increase.
Yes.
Because the Lord said, if the one wheat is not falling to the ground to die, remain as one. If die, bear much fruits.
Amen.
I tell you, if you do not have the multiplication, your experience of death is not death of Christ.
Amen.
The death of Christ must release life.
Amen.
Must produce increase.
Amen.
The death, the crucifixion, and resurrection is for multiplication.
Amen.
May the Lord gain the multiplication.
Amen.
Gain the increase.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stop
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. What a encouraging words to all of us.
Amen.
That the Lord has commissioned us and trust us for gospel preaching.
Amen.
I still remember the time when I came to New Jersey 20 years ago, and we were led by our brothers and the sisters who were faithfully preaching the gospel across on campus. And as many of us have seen here today, many of our everlasting fruits are staying here, came out of our gospel preaching work from campus and from community. Our dear brother had bloomed the trumpet for us that the pandemic is over.
Amen.
The winter is over.
Amen.
We need to escape from our hibernation
Amen.
Mode.
Right.
Come out of our comfortable Zoom.
Amen.
Come out of our den.
Amen.
And let's active and practice to gospel preaching.
Amen.
Gospel preaching to the around the neighborhood, the community. Gospel preaching to those children. Gospel preaching to on campus.
Amen. Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Saints, I just feel to respond to this word. What is our response after hearing something?
Amen.
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 I was really helped. I think we really need to, before we go, it's very clear. The word says to go. We need to come to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Amen.
I appreciated all of the history that we really stand upon.
Amen.
We need to pray. We need to personally go to the Lord, and we need to come with our companions to pray.
Amen.
I can't do it on my own. I already know that. But I have the Spirit. I have the church.
Amen.
I have the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word says to go.
Amen.
In Acts it says, you shall be.
Amen.
That's not just a commandment, but that's a promise.
Amen.
Do we believe the Word of God?
Amen.
Or do we believe the pitiful self? No. We need to stand upon the Word.
Amen.
We shall be.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I just hope our response this morning is not just naturally, after this, let's just all go. Well, maybe the Lord motivates you, amen, but I just feel we really need to take this word back to the Lord.
Amen.
And we need to get with our companions
amen.
And to pray over this
amen.
So that we can have the proper and genuine response.
Amen.
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 Wow.
I think you can tell the difference between me and he is full of joy. He has greater and deeper joy.
Yes.
But I don't. Yeah, but I want to. Just like our brother.
Amen.
Our brother last time here more than 6 months.
Yeah, August.
Yeah, and he really released his burden to us. But I feel we didn't, follow too much. Our brother said, next time, he will continue to share with us, right?
Setting our whole meetings.
Yeah, and I hope when he come next time, I don't have the same kind of feeling today. I would like to see our whole church.
Amen.
We are the church preaching the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Today, so glad to see Berkeley High and Basking Ridge come back to reunion with us. we have propagation the past March, right? Just a couple of months ago. And Berkeley High propagate in 2016.
Yeah.
They're 8 hours apart.
That's
eight years apart. That's too slow, right? Yeah. For God's interest, we really need to preach gospel,
Amen.
Prepare the material for building up His church. Brother Shepherd's burden. We need to pray. Pray. This is not what we can do by ourselves.
Amen.
We need to first, you know, dwell in Him
Amen.
And be in us, and we need to join
Amen.
With the members.
Amen.
So I really feel today, you know, we have some reality of this Ephesians 4.
Amen.
We have a evangelist.
Amen.
Come to perfect us to be evangelists.
Amen.
We don't just let it go. We
Amen.
Really need to. Repent, and we want to be those can bear remaining fruit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. When brother was asking, you know, saints to stand up, who actually have experienced joy, right? I was among the one that stood up. But on the other hand, I was also asking myself, when was that last time that I experienced that joy?
Amen.
I didn't remember which year. I couldn't even remember which year that was because that, you know, I have to repent before the Lord.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Yes, we did enjoy, we did, you know, experience a joy, right? But if that joy was in a distant past, right?
That's
I don't
fine.
Know. Yeah. I'm actually, when I speak this, my heart is actually pretty heavy, you know.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I really feel like, yeah, this is a calling to all of us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Lord, yes, the Lord will give us joy. The Lord will give us the reward when we preach the gospel. But this is, we need to remember, this is also Lord's commission.
Amen.
We all have the responsibility.
Amen.
Not just a few, right? And it's not just the past. It's actually today.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's, you know, it's actually, the Lord is actually really speaking to all of us, right? You know, we need to preach the gospel today.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
We need to be prepared, right?
Amen.
Amen. We need to, you know, have the gospel tracts. We need to, you know, first we need to pray, right?
Amen.
You know, just pray to the Lord. Who are the ones that's around me, right? Who are the gospel friends in our small group? Or maybe that's the gospel friends who came to our meeting in the past. Have I contacted him, right?
Amen.
Oh, Lord,
Amen.
May we really bring this to our
Amen.
Prayers, right?
Amen.
Personally and corporately,
Amen.
Amen. Let's really pray that our church will be a gospel-preaching church.
Amen.
We can, I can be a part of this fruit-bearing.
Amen.
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 Yeah, this morning, Brother Bai reminds us we all need to be reminded, just like Paul reminded brother, you know, Timothy. So this morning, God has commissioned us to disciple all the nations,
Amen.
Even to preach the gospel to all creations.
Amen.
So dear brothers, sisters, don't you want to have a, you know, a deeper joy?
Amen.
Don't you want to have a crown?
Amen.
Don't you want to vitalize yourself.
Amen.
So when we, you know, weak, or we are tired, we sit down, or even lie flat. So to have a building, to be healthy, to be strong, everyone had to stand up.
Amen.
So this morning, you know, I have a deep feeling. We need to fang into the frame
Amen.
Of all our gifts
Amen.
That God has given us.
Amen.
Or even guard our deposit. What, you know, we are in a loss recovery.
Yeah.
We have some kind of deposit.
Right.
For example, brother Bai mentioned this morning, Christ is our wheat.
Yeah.
And Christ is also our body.
Amen.
To guard the deposit is to apply these truths in our daily living.
Amen.
So we are willing to be the wheat, to draw iron, to die in the ground,
Amen.
And bear much fruit.
Amen.
And in this process, we can experience the body life,
Amen.
Multiplication life.
Amen.
So dear brothers and sisters, that's just you know, exercise the spirit, answer the calling, and you know, really faint into our gift,
amen,
our spirit into the frame,
amen,
and be joined to the all dear brothers and sisters, and we're going out to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Of course, we need to contact the Lord first,
amen,
to be filled with the spirit,
amen,
and enjoy the joy. So we'll be vitalized,
amen,
and our church will be gospel preaching church.
Amen.
Praise
amen
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to briefly fellowship just a couple of minutes. I think we all heard, right? So what are we doing, dear saints? What are we doing now?
Preaching the gospel.
Amen. We're preaching the gospel because we want to build the ark, right?
And I'm thinking back, 2017, I had a chance to visit the church in Mumbai, Chile. It's a faraway place, but I just look up their population because I remember vividly that Brother Emmett, dear brother, he told us that they literally knocked every door of this city called Mumbai, Chile. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe I just want to see that. I just looked up online. They had 22 million people. Oh, my goodness. 22 million people. So many, many households. But, you know, I felt Lord is building the ark. We are not doing this alone. We are not doing this, okay, Lord, that way, whatever. But I feel, you know, the Lord is commanding, charging us all over the place, right? Church in Taipei, I experienced very much. The church in, you know, very locally, last month, I told we have some sisters that, you know, that's the ritual. Such a sweet lunch and a quickly a preach gospel. I just feel, Lord, we do all enjoy this joy, but we just need to practice to
amen
be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You want fellowship? You can have 1 minute.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I just confess to the Lord. I shared with many of you, I went to Germany for the gospel trip last October.
Oh.
And then this year, I signed up again for the Lord's move in Paris. Haven't received the approval yet. And I've been praying very hard with Sister Conlan. And then this morning, the Lord charged me, don't wait till August to
that's
go
right
to Paris. Do it now. Practice preaching gospel here now.
Yes.
I remember clearly when I went to Germany, I said, Lord, I enjoyed this so much.
Yes.
I could be addicted to it. I said, I'm going to come back. I'm going to go back every year. But the Lord said, what about your neighborhood this morning? The Lord said, what about oh, Lord Jesus, amen.
Oh, Lord.
So saints, let's go now. Let's go around here. There's
amen
so many people the Lord sent
yeah
from all corners of the earth to our neighborhoods.
Amen.
Don't wait to, I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, it's great. You can pay the price to go to the far end. The Lord says disciple all nations. He didn't say that we have to go in physically, in person. The Lord is sending everybody from all the corners of the earth to our neighborhoods,
yeah,
to the campus right next to us. Saints, let's go preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. The more we preach, the more we're strengthened.
Amen.
The more we're ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. To this fellowship, I say amen.
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 Amen. Since we really need to go out, we really need to take this burden. And then I really pray, Sister Ruth, you can go to France. But even you cannot.
Right.
Gospel
right here.
Amen. Gospel preaching should continue.
Yes.
Gospel preaching should be our normal practice.
Amen.
So when we say, oh, don't, this is our hope, our church is a gospel preaching church, you know what that means? That means you are not waiting for church arrange a gospel meeting.
Right.
That's the church preaching, have a gospel preaching. But if we want to be a gospel preaching church, that means everyone, all the saints are preaching gospel.
Amen.
All the saints are take burden, go out to preach gospel.
Amen.
So when we say we are vital, that means we are living and active.
Amen.
Living means that you need to go to the Lord. You pray. Active, you need to function.
Yes.
You need to go out.
Amen.
Since this is our
practice. We need to bring this practice back and preach the gospel.
Amen.
So many means. You can go to the park, you can go to the campus, you can go to the neighborhood, so many things. So since I only have one feeling, we need to say amen.
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 Amen. Since amen,
amen,
we need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
I don't know how, I lost the word. I just want to say this much.
Yes.
And then may all of us, we take this burden.
Amen.
We receive this burden and take action.
Amen.
And I don't want to, you know, next time when we invite Brother Bai back, and then we not even remember, that would be sad.
Yes.
And then our response should be, Brother Bai, let me tell you,
amen,
from last time you fellowship with us,
yes,
I go out every week.
Amen.
I preach gospel with my companion every week.
Amen.
That's the joining. That's the companionship.
Amen.
And then Brother Vedans, he has a burden to go out 2 times a week, right? Right? And then he set a goal. But of course, not every week. But if Brother Vedans come to you, go to Brother Zhang Fan, Brother Fan, can you go out with me? What do you should say?
Amen.
Amen. Louder, louder.
Amen.
Amen. Go to John. How about you?
Amen.
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 If anyone has a burden, let's just join them.
Amen.
Join them, preach gospel together.
Amen.
That's companionship. We are pursuing together when we are preaching gospel together.
Amen.
Are you happy today?
Amen.
The Lord spoke to us.
Yes.
Have you heard something?
Yes.
Then take heed of the word that you have heard.
Yes.
The word is advice and also warning to us.
Amen.
You should say something about woe to us.
Okay. Next time. I save it for next time. I do have now, 8 items.
The brothers.
8 items of woe.
Oh. The brothers bring 2 aspects to us. And those 2 aspects, we heard it before, and we are familiar with it. The first one is joining by companionship. Then I will have to ask you, do you have companion? Years ago, we mentioned about this. All of us in the church life, we should have companion. We should have at least 3 companions. The one, your age, the one younger than you, the one hopefully is older than you. So you have to bring this aspect back to the Lord. Lord, I pray for the companion that I have so that I may be joined to the body. Then the second aspect today is the preaching the gospel. How long have you enjoyed that enjoyment of bringing someone into the kingdom of God?
Oh,
no, I kind of don't want to hear our history. You know, it's kind of past, but the history is kind of telling us.
Yes,
right, but it is at Lord's charge. It's a Lord's commission to us. And when you take it seriously, then the Lord is serious to us. He charges us not because He wants to slave us. He knows us. If we follow Him on His word, then the joy will come to us. Do I have time to share something? Okay.
Amen.
For maybe seven or eight years ago, I started to develop this PPS, and I started to realize my physical condition is deteriorating. And but somehow the Lord is able to sustain me.
Amen.
And I still have the burden to contact people.
Amen.
And now this time, you know, we went back to Taiwan. And we stayed there for 2 weeks. Well, the Lord's mercy, we would receive the hospitality in the meeting hall. And when you are in the meeting hall, you receive extra
blessing.
Double grace, double blessing. And one of the blessing is they provide the hospitality to the three trainee from the full-time, middle-age full-time trainee. So one day, they were assigned to go out to preach the gospel. It's their assignment. And I just happened to fellowship with them. And as they are going out, then the Lord remind me, well, you were the trainee too. Now, you have the trainee going out, and how can you stay in the meeting hall?
Yeah.
And I told the Lord, that I can't go out. And the Lord, you have this one? I have that one in Taiwan. So I said, okay, Lord, amen.
Amen.
I will go.
Amen.
And I go because, you know, the meeting hall in Yuanlin Zhao Hui, they prepare the gospel track.
Yeah.
Right at the entrance of the church, church meeting hall. So I just grabbed 50 pieces of track. Then I ride my scooter on the street of that Zhongzhen, Lü Yiyin Lu. I just pass the track to every person I stop. Because when I ride on the scooter, right, person who walking to me, and I just pass the track to the person. In 20 minutes, I finish all my track.
Praise the Lord.
I can confirm with our brother.
Yes.
Amen.
Full of joy.
That's a joy.
Amen.
And I will even call it, that's a spiritual exercise.
Yes.
You know, if we enjoy the Lord, yes. But if we don't do the exercise, all the enjoyment that we take in will become a problem. And this, preaching the gospel, brother, sister, is the exercise.
Amen.
Have you heard the word this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Do you want to enjoy the enjoyment?
Amen. Greater joy.
And then, join first. And then go to, you know, I have been praying for my companion. Now he's kind of sick. He won't be able to make it. Because we had agreement. We both are not good on walking, but we like to go to that Meidong together, passing out the track. I hope church in Piscataway, after this Lord's Day, something will happen.
Amen.
Yes.
Something will happen to us.
Amen.
Will revive us.
Amen.
On this matter of reaching out.
Amen.
May we all pray for this.
Amen.
And may the Lord have blessing and wait on us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for all the speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for these perfecting words.
Amen.
I believe this is the word we all need to hear.
Amen.
Lord, we're responsible to what is spoken.
Amen.
We'd like to take this word back in prayer.
Amen.
Even to pray with our companion.
Amen.
Lord, how will we go on?
Amen.
How will we be responsible to you?
Amen.
Lord, don't let us remain the same.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord, make us a vessel unto honor.
Amen.
Build up the church.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, your word will not come return in vain.
Amen.
Lord, we all take heed.
Amen.
To the words of the prophet.
Amen.
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 Sending word, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That we really will bring back and pray.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, really receive your burden, Lord.
Amen.
Mission to the church.
Amen.
Go and preach the gospel.
Amen.
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 I say amen to your calling.
Amen.
Yes. Amen to your commission.
Amen.
Strengthen us.
Amen.
Just consecrate ourselves.
Amen.
To be joined with others.
Amen.
With companions to pray.
Amen.
Go out weekly.
Amen.
Strengthen us, Lord.
Amen.
By your sevenfold spirit, strengthen us into the inner man.
Amen.
Oh, so we can rise up to cooperate with you.
Amen.
Oh, recover our gospel of preaching life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we want to have a greater joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We amen to your word.
Amen.
Oh, amen to your commission.
Amen.
Oh, disciple all nations.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen to your word.
Amen.
Be burden each of us.
Amen.
Go out.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
You are increasing.
Amen.
For your multiplication.
Amen.
Build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise to the Lord. The meeting ends here. Let's stay here for a blessing for a meal.